Six.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, no.
Oh, North Carolina with a hotel.
I can't believe this is happening to me.
$1,275, Herbert.
$1,275.
It's just a game.
Oh, sure it is to you. You're rich. You've got all the properties. You got the race car. I've got the wheelbarrow, and I haven't passed go in 2 hours, so don't tell me.
Give me the money, Herb.
I haven't got it. I've got $18. Everything's mortgaged.
Well, then you're out.
Out? I can't just go out. I mean, come on, give me a break.
You're bankrupt, Herb.
Please.
What can I do? Well, we could play strip Monopoly. You could give us your coat, Herb.
What?
Good, I'll take the coat. Huh? Guess what item of apparel is next?
It's what women's liberation is all about. Humiliation.
No, we just heard you had great legs.
Who told you?
Les. What a quick. Sir.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Have I got something to show you two? No, not here. In my office. It's more private. Take a look at this. Voila.
Oh, Mr. Carlson, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It must have cost a fortune.
How much you guess?
It's crass to discuss the price of such things.
Well, yeah. You're right, but guess anyway.
2,700 wholesale, 34,500 retail. Is it for Carmen?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. What's the occasion?
We're getting married again.
Is that nice? Why?
Because we really didn't get married the first time.
You mean you and Carmen have been living in sin for 25 years?
Yeah.
That's cute.
No, not really. We were legally married. It's just that we eloped, you know, ran away. So since next week is our sober wedding anniversary, we thought we'd have a little wedding and invite a few close friends, including everybody here. Do you think that's corny?
I think it's wonderful.
I think it's terribly romantic.
But don't you think you ought to date around just a little bit first? Yeah, why is it always the really good ones get away? How about it, Mr. Carlson?
I think I should get back to work.
Of course you should. See ya, handsome.
Maybe I should think about this a while.
If you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
Listen, would you bozos take a hike?
What's up, Jennifer?
I have exciting news. Someone here at the station is getting married.
Yeah? Not me, I hope.
No.
Who?
Somebody.
Who? I know who.
Who?
You. It's got to be you, of course. You're going to marry the Admiral. I knew it had to happen. I'm psychic like that sometimes.
No.
Les Nessman's going to marry Ethel Merman.
No, Arthur and Carmen Carlson, they're going to get married again. Now, isn't that the most exciting and romantic thing you have ever heard? Well, I just thought that you three would want to be the first to know.
Hi, are you guys?
guys heard the news about Mr. Carlson? He and Carmen are getting married again.
Why?
Because they eloped the first time.
We have to buy gifts?
Oh, no, they won't. They want to keep it small and simple.
Still, we ought to do something. Mr. Carlson would appreciate it. Maybe a little party.
Bachelor party.
No, I don't think so, Herb.
Oh, why not? I haven't been to one of those in years. Tell you what, I'll plan the whole thing. You stay out of this, Les.
Huh?
I'll handle everything. Mind exclusively. Now, got to think of something out of the ordinary. Something uniquely unique.
I trust you'll plan something tasteful, huh, Herbie?
What else would I do? Strippers. Gotta have strippers.
Well, what brings you two here? Oh, not that a mother shouldn't be grateful for a simple phone call every now and then. Beggars can't be choosy. How have you been, Carmen? Tell me, I like you.
Just fine.
And the little one?
You saw the baby Thursday.
That I did. Don't touch that. Beautiful child. You have two lovely children. Genes will tell. Sometimes.
Look, Mother, I'll get right to the point. Carmen and I would like to get married again.
I see. Hirsch! I thought you were married.
Well, this time we'd like a little ceremony.
Ceremony? Shaken?
Yes, ma'am.
You're lying.
If you say so, ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Well, let's get back to the conversation. You, what?
Mom, 25 years ago.
Oh, don't say 25 years ago. Say a while ago.
A while ago, we got married.
And you ran away.
And we ran away because you'd taken over the wedding. This was becoming the biggest party that Cincinnati has ever seen.
Oh, nonsense.
Nonsense? Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians singing in the back of... I mean, that's not big. Senator Taft was coming. You invited Eisenhower.
Well, I wanted a proper wedding.
Well, we didn't know any of those people.
Well, I did.
Well, that's the point. You took over the wedding. It was all for you.
I'm a mother.
Exactly. Oh, I'm not rude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were.
You're right, I was.
It's all right.
No, it isn't all right.
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart.
Good God.
Mom, we,
All right, Arthur, come on out with it.
Well, we'd like to have a little wedding. And I emphasize the word little.
And you would like for me to not interfere?
Exactly.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it.
You wouldn't?
Well, why let you two break my heart again?
Oh, here we go.
You know, 25 years or whatever it was a long time ago. I've mellowed since then.
Then, you'd just come to the wedding. There'd be, you know, no parties, no senators, no presents.
As you wish.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Thank you, Mother Carlson.
Is that all?
That's all.
Well, in that case, if you'll excuse me, the Brady Bunch is on. Oh, but I don't have to tell you about that, Arthur, do I?
Oh, no, of course not, Mother. And thank you for your time.
Hirsch will show you out.
Oh, it's all right, Mom. I grew up here.
Oh, yes, that's right. It's hard to remember sometimes. There was to be a lovely wedding party in this room once. Invitations were sent. Presents were purchased.
Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry my mind wandered.
Well, goodbye. And thank you.
Bye, Mother.
Bye.
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 What do you want?
At least a shower.
Is that all?
Of course.
You swear?
I swear.
Okay.
Hirsch! bring me the phone.
Hi, Carmen. Yeah, this is a big guy. Arthur, your husband. How you doing, darling? Ah, well, good. Now, I just wanted to call you and let you know that Jennifer and Bailey have already driven over to Mother's place. Yeah, there's just going to be the four of you there, well, I'm promised. Yeah, well, you know, just have a lovely shower. No, I'll eat downtown. Yeah. Well, have a lovely time, dear. I love you. Bye. Come in.
Hi, big guy, on your way home?
Yeah.
Look, why don't you just stop by the bullpen first? You know, I understand that the gals are having a shower. That's really too bad. They get to have a shower and you don't get to have a bachelor party. You know, I guess no one was thinking. I guess there's not that one person you can count on.
Herb, I wouldn't want a bachelor party. It's the last thing in the world I would want. I'd kill somebody who gave me a bachelor party. Herb, you all right, Herb?
It was Les's idea. I tried to talk him out of it. So what are you talking about? Les is planning a surprise bachelor party for you right now in the bullpen. I tried to talk him out of it.
Oh, God love him. Isn't that sweet?
Okay, ta-da! Here he is, the man we're about to lose to matrimony.
Here comes the groom.
Yeah. Well, you having a good time, big guy?
So far.
Tell you what, it wasn't Les's idea. I tried to share the credit, because that's how I am, but hey, what the heck, it was my idea exclusively.
Guys, I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, Mr. Carlson, we just kind of chipped in.
Not now, Travis. Mr. Carlson. Why do I have on this raincoat?
I don't know, Herb.
Well, let me tell you why, darn it. This is a theme party. Now, it was 25 years ago when you first got married. So we all decided to wear what we wore 25 years ago. So, ta-da! Now, I'd just like to ask the rest of the guys, you know, and I'm not going to get mad, why they didn't dress the way they did 25 years ago. Let's go around the room, Les.
This is the way I was dressed 25 years ago.
Okay, fine, I'll buy that. But Venus, what's your story? Is that the way you dressed 25 years ago?
No, Herb, I decided it was just another junkhead idea of yours, so I ignored it.
Fair enough. I mean, there is always one apple, but let's ignore it and have a ball, okay? I mean, come on. Everybody just come on in here and get drunk, except me, of course, who has a little problem in that area, okay? Come on now, because I have a big surprise for you in about 15 minutes.
You ask me, Fred Waring would be a welcome sight about now.
Oh, no, Mother Carlson, this is fun. Oh,
thank you. Can Hirsch get anyone anything?
No, thank you. I don't think so.
I was thinking of standing. May I do that?
Of course, my dear.
Oh. Well, that's much better. Might I move about?
Well, certainly. We're here to have fun.
Oh. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to see you, Jennifer.
Thank you. These paintings are by N.C. Wyeth. Isn't that Andrew Wyeth's father?
Yes, that's correct.
They're very nice.
Well, thank you.
This one is of a hanging.
Yes, I'm particularly fond of that. Very much in favor of capital punishment.
Interesting.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Carmen, I've taken the liberty of inviting a few friends over tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, tonight. Oh, well, I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no, not at all.
Harsh!
Since the last bachelor party that somebody threw me.
I thought you'd like this.
I think I'll go home.
No, you can't go.
Why not?
Because I've invited a whole bunch of advertising clients over, huh? Hey.
About the wedding, Carmen, I would like for you to wear my grandmother's dress.
But it's not going to be a formal wedding.
Not formal? Oh, dear, I'm not sure we can have that.
I don't get it. I told him to dress, period, you know, like they did 25 years ago.
I could eat with you for this, Herb. Remember that.
What's a friend for? Do a friend the favor, ask for nothing in return, eh? Oh!
She wants us to be married at the cathedral. A full high mass ceremony. We're not even Catholic.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Excuse me, Mrs. Carlson, but your husband's outside standing in the bushes. He's asked me to ask you if you'd care to elope with him.
To what?
To elope with him.
Why, thank you, Herb. Oh, Mrs. Carlson, you have a lovely honeymoon.
Just as wonderful as the first one.
Oh, thank you.
It's just like the first one.
Changed.
Well, it's been 25 years.
Yeah, but it was so nice, so charming.
Well, want to leave?
Well, no. We spent our first honeymoon here. We'll spend this honeymoon here.
I'll just freshen up.
Television, honey. Laverne and Shirley.
One of
Arthur, there's a machine in the bathroom that sells things.
Maybe you can't go back.
Perhaps another motel would be nice.
Wouldn't be the same.
It'll be better.
Yeah. Carmen, I didn't have the money 25 years ago to buy this ring.
Oh, Arthur.
Still remember the sign. It's the bed, honey. It vibrates.
Oh. Well, you want to go?
Well, not until this is finished. Hi, Jennifer. How are things?
Your mother is in your office.
My mother? Hi, Mom.
Hello, Arthur.
I think I'll just take a little stroll around the barracks.
How are you feeling, Mom?
Not well.
Oh.
I have a bone to pick with you, Arthur. I'm very angry, not to mention embarrassed.
Why is Herb here?
I don't know, and I don't care.
I'll tell you why.
You'll tell him later.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to say that I went to a great deal of time and trouble to throw you a party. And you just walked out, ran away. And now I understand there's not even going to be a wedding. Even though I've already arranged to rent a red plaid crushed velour tuxedo with tails. It just shows you what I get for caring so much. Thanks a lot, sir.
Yes, Mom.
Never mind.